It's Friday, November the 1st, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. November marks Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, widely recognized as Movember, a campaign dedicated to raising awareness of prostate cancer, the third most diagnosed cancer locally. CEO of the Cancer Association, Rolf Hansen.
Prostate cancer is currently pushing the narrative big time. Prostate cancer is on the rise in our country. Lung cancer is on the rise in our country. Posisarcoma is really a challenge when it comes to this type of cancer amongst men as well, which means that we need to address this topic. It's an elephant in the room and we bypass it, but it's always as if the men shy away from this sensitive topic. And it's a very simple PSA blood test that can actually help fight prostate cancer. So this November, men, please support the November campaign.
The Civil Aviation Authority convened the Namibia Aviation Safety and Security Conference themed Strengthening Namibia Aviation, a Future Built on Safety and Security. This 2.5-day event aimed to improve aviation safety and security, featuring collaborative discussions on strategies to enhance these vital aspects of the industry. George Matruis, Manager of Safety, Promotion and Quality at the Authority.
A lot of resolutions were taken. One of the issues is over-regulation, which we are going to look at cost versus regulation, protection versus production. We are also going to look at the effects of drones. Training was also talked about because most of our training is done outside the country. So we are looking at the prospects of making it conducive for us to train and how are we going to facilitate that process. We were looking at substance abuse and use thereof and how aviation industry can play a role in making sure that we address this type of issues.
In South Africa, organization Undoing Tax Abuse has urged government to increase funding for key anti-corruption bodies such as the National Prosecuting Authority as well as the Special Investigations Unit. They warn a lack of oversight in public-private partnerships could lead to wasted taxpayer money and inefficiency. OTA's CEO Wayne Dievenhager criticized Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's medium-term budget policy statement for not prioritizing the fight against corruption and financial misconduct.
Corruption and the criminal syndicates is a crisis in this country, but it's certainly not being treated that way when it comes to allocating state funds to this crisis, while at the same time we see an absurd increase of 45% to the salaries of MPs and another 3.5 billion rand allocated to peacekeeping in the DRC.
Kenya's High Court has lifted a ban on the swearing-in of Deputy President Kithure Kindiki, allowing him to assume office despite ongoing legal challenges by his impeached predecessor Rigathi Gachagua. CNBC Africa indicates that Judge Anthony Mrima emphasized the need to fill the Deputy President position, though the ruling can be appealed by the Supreme Court. Elon Musk can continue to give away money to U.S. voters following a ruling from a Philadelphia judge. The billionaire is facing a lawsuit over the controversial $1 million prizes he's awarded to swing state voters. Legal action has for now been put on hold. Musk, who is publicly backing Republican nominee Donald Trump, denies any wrongdoing. Sally Patterson brings us the report.
Earlier this month, the billionaire announced he'd randomly award $1 million to people in battleground states every day until November 5th. That's Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and North Carolina. But now the lawsuit against him's been put on hold while a federal court decides whether to take up the case. That means it's unlikely the case will be resolved before Tuesday's U.S. election. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.